There we are.
There we are. Just leave it.
You're a fucking mental patient. A lot of people don't like that's part of the show. It's part of the thing. Come on, no! No! I'm here to piss off people. How valuable is your life, really? Fucking Rocky.
Hi. I forgot that that ends and we're supposed to say something. Like, I was, like, in a zone there for a second.
Yeah, usually I'm the one that does it, but I had to, like, take the fucking screen down a million times.
We're blacked out.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Now we're not blacked out.
Yeah, and no, it's not paisans. It was peasants.
Yeah.
All right, Doug Fox, you're a fucking peasant.
Fox. Fucking sorry I missed last week's show. Something came up last minute. I had the unacceptable... Doug Fox, I want a better explanation next time you're absent, okay? Other than something came up.
Or at least a fucking doctor's note. You don't just miss this show.
I want a death in the family, at minimum.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Yeah, otherwise, nonsense.
Peasant. Not paisan, fucking peasant.
Either death in the family or, you know, no excuse.
It's got to be important.
No excuse. Shout out to Josh Anderson. He's out there at a restaurant pinking it up right now. And Carl of hashtag in memory of our good friend Carl, hashtag Ruizing.
Yeah.
Shout out Mads, Frankie, my boy. I love Frankie so much. Dave Turner. What up, Dave Turner?
Shout out to Angela.
Angela. Yes. Okay. I don't see her in the chat, but I guess we'll shout her out.
Shout out to Emily too.
Shout out to Ems.
Yes.
Big Josh in the house over there fucking stuffing his chubby little face with fucking Reese's cups on Rue TV. How many did you eat, Josh? I didn't get the count. I just saw you like you kept tapping out after everyone you were eating. So I wasn't sure that, you know, for one, you really were going to tap out. And for two, how many you ate at that point. But
yo, John was supposed to get this one tortilla chip in a you ever see
the
that?
Oh, hot chip. Yeah.
He was supposed to bring that in and we were supposed to be fucking eating it and dying, but he never even showed up. So
always disappoints that, John.
I don't know.
Always disappoints. Let's see. Oh, Earl. Dr. Earl looking fresh to death with that fucking haircut over there.
He got a new cut?
Earl, stay away from fire pits. Your hair looks pretty dry there, my friend.
It looks pretty dry.
Looks pretty fucking dry.
Put some fucking conditioner in that bitch.
Yeah, you got to condition that shit up, brother. What up to a Slug Racing from fucking Australia? What is it? It's 7 in the morning there?
Oh, man.
Right? Or even, no, it's even like weirder time, right? It's like fucking Wednesday, like 5 in the afternoon or some shit.
And that's dedication. That's what we want our listeners to be. Not fucking, I missed last week.
Slug Racing, it ain't going to happen, brother. Sorry. And that's all I could say about
that. He doesn't have it in him for a rant.
And that's all I could say about that. No, it's never going to happen, and that's all I can say about that. But welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're here. It's Tuesday. We're doing the thing. The Lakers.
They won. Yeah.
And, you know, celebration in the city. Totally fine. COVID's not going to show up to a fucking Lakers rally.
No. LeBron won. There?
Yeah, they know. COVID knows. It's like, oh, shit. This is LeBron's time. You know, it's fourth ring, third team.
I'm gonna say, like, everybody should just back off of him and just let him play basketball. Why do you got to? Don't stop comparing him to Jordan. Because, I'm sure he doesn't want to be compared to him.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He wants to be. That's the problem, and that's the problem everybody has with him, is that he wants... He needs to be involved in that conversation with Kobe, with Magic, with Michael, with Larry.
Yeah, but every time he gets shitted on, he doesn't like it.
Because no one likes him. He's at least the other people. Like, Larry here's the thing. Larry was a white boy in a black man's game. He got the respect because of that. So even the people that hated him and he talked mad shit were like, we still got to respect you.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson.
Because Larry was a prick.
Magic Johnson had that fucking $1 million smile.
Yeah.
Will Chamberlain was the first. Kareem was the second. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have Michael where he just didn't really say anything unless it was about basketball.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But he was always graceful. He always took the blame on him. You know what I mean? Like, when they lost, he would take the blame. Like,
of course.
He wouldn't bash the team in public. Like, now we're seeing this behind-the-scenes shit. Like, that's different. Don't bring up that fucking documentary that came out this year.
Let me say something quick.
Yeah.
All right. Now, and the reason why I say he doesn't want to be compared to Jordan is because... No, even the last shot, he should have took the last shot. No, he was fucking, he was triple teamed.
No,
I know,
does,
I know, he never
Jordan's
does.
Triple team takes the last shot.
I know, but
Jordan's fucking got five guys on him. He'll
but what
take
if
the last
he took
shot.
The last shot? You would have been like, why did he do that? To be like Jordan, like I'm happy.
You wouldn't
that he didn't.
No, and that's the thing. If he does it now, it's kind of like, well, you never wanted to. But if he took the pressure and became and was a team lead, that's what a team leader does.
Yeah.
Give me the fucking ball. I got this. Allen Iverson would say the same thing. Kobe Bryant would say the same thing. Yeah. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, you fucking name them.
But
they would
also,
say the same thing.
They have a team of all-stars.
No, they
don't. They do. They don't?
Oh, you mean LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? I'm LeBron James. I'm the GOAT. I'm the king, right?
Right. But
give me the ball. Anthony Davis took it this series.
Mm.
That's my point. Like, you're LeBron James. We expect you to take that shot. Steph Curry would take that shot.
Of course. But Steph Curry doesn't fucking miss either.
You know, Jimmy Butler would take that shot.
Yeah.
LeBron doesn't take the shot, and that's a mark. That's a huge mark in my eyes, because that means you can't handle the pressure. And it's kind of true if you look at the teams he's played on. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. The Lakers were by far the biggest team in the league this year.
Yeah.
By like leaps and bounds. Their whole fucking starting five was like 3 feet taller combined than everybody else in the league. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, you got LeBron out there playing a guard position. He's 6'8", 265. What fucking guard are you, bro? He's got these little guys guarding him because you have to have your guard there. He doesn't play forward. He should be playing power forward.
Yeah. So what else we got this?
If you believe folklore, Michael Jordan. No, Michael Jordan missed a whole bunch of shots. There's that poster of his where he says, I missed this many game-winning shots. I missed this. I did this. And it's all his fuck-ups.
Yeah.
But, you know, he takes that as that's a learning experience. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, nobody would do that. Nobody would do that.
No, you wouldn't have LeBron doing
that. No, definitely not. No.
And the thing is,
he's very secure in his career, and he should be.
The other thing is that LeBron took a stance, and he thought he was going to be Muhammad Ali. You know what I mean?
With the whole Black Lives
With
Matter
everything.
Thing.
Yeah, just everything in general. Not even just that.
What he believed
he
in.
And he was an uneducated fool. That's the difference. Muhammad Ali was actually educated. LeBron is a moron who walks around with books that he never fucking reads.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. I remember fucking Muhammad Ali saying, even like there's all this political stuff going on, because LeBron James automatically jumped to the Democrats. But if you listen to Muhammad Ali talk, he says that the Democrats pretend like they support us, but they don't.
Yeah.
And that's even worse than just saying, you know, than just not supporting somebody.
And the fact somebody. That you can't see that. Like, Masvidal came out today. Did you see that?
No, what did he say?
He came out, he's like, the Democrats just assume they have the Latino vote. They don't.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't have my fucking vote. He's like, I don't want to become Venezuela or Cuba.
No.
He's like,
the president went out to see his fight.
Yeah,
of course he's
shit
not.
All over them. He shit all over the Democrats today. And he was like, you know, they think we're so stupid that you're going to play Despacito and get our fucking vote.
I asked my buddy, I'm like, listen, how do you feel that, you know, your black people share a party with these other people that have such bad intentions? Like, that must suck, because you have to vote for these people.
You're a pawn in their game.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Fucked up.
Like, maybe the Republicans, I don't know what they are, but they don't use their races as a pawn. Like they don't. I don't see them doing
that.
They'll
put people in fear.
Where Democrats,
if you're 26, you're going to lose. They're coming after you. Like, they do so much fear. They do so much
Biden
fear shit.
Biden openly said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
Yeah. And like, these are the people, and these and these are the people that want to shut our businesses down.
78-year-old man, I didn't know you were the authority on what's black and what isn't.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I'm fucking Puerto Rican. Let me ask Joe Biden if I'm Puerto Rican.
Let me see what he thinks as he's playing Despacito to fucking thinks he's catering to you by playing a song that's, for one, 5 years old at this point. Like, the song's old now, right? It's got to be 2-3 years old now, right?
That guy's fucking old.
For two, like, you think, like, they're so, watch them eat this up.
Yeah.
Dude, you're 80.
Yeah, you're out of touch.
We know you don't know that song. You know, the only reason why I know it is because I have young daughters.
Yeah.
Same for you. You wouldn't really know that song if you didn't have young kids.
No, definitely not.
It's fucking ridiculous. Give me one sec, Rich. Talk to the people, Rich.
All right.
You know, talk to them. Ask Richie anything in the chat.
Yeah, what do you got for me? If you guys want to call, 631-317-2277. Call, and I will pick up your shit. Hold on. Let me actually open up a Skype, and let's get this fucking thing going here. All right. Open up a new window. All right.
Why should you have to be alone?
Yes. What's
Why
up,
should
Jess?
You have to be alone.
I shouldn't have to be. This is horrible, and I can't believe I work like this.
Listen, I actually have something good for you.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I wanted to talk about, I'm going to bring it up on my show, but having sex with genital piercings.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of, you know, the guys get like those Prince Alberts or the girls get these clitoral rings?
Yeah, of course.
Now, have you ever seen like porn with it or?
Not usually, because I'm not a big porn watcher. I'm not big into masturbation.
Okay.
You know, and I guess like if I was to be single or whatever, or I don't know. I'm not really much. Even then, I don't know. I'm not really into masturbation.
So this is my question now, because I've never seen anybody who had any piercings, and my husband doesn't.
Yeah.
And we also are not big into masturbation. I mean, we're very physical.
If you're going to masturbate, you're going to masturbate to yourself.
We do it in front of each other to start it off, kind of thing. But my question is now, like, let's just say, you know how dogs have sex and like the women have like spikes when the penis goes in and like kind of shuts them down, they can't get it out.
Yeah, yeah, and they get stuck.
Yes.
Yeah,
so and now, like, let's just say a guy's Prince Albert opens, right? Now it's stuck, grabs her fucking cervix.
Yeah.
You know, what if that actually...
If that was a thing?
How the fuck do you get out?
And then, like, you're stuck to the
now
other
Now you're stuck and you're trying to pull it out. You ever seen two dogs stuck together, dude?
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing.
Yeah, and you gotta, like, turn them ass to ass.
You have to move it around. No. We have this kind of relationship, people, okay? It's like my brother. We could talk about this shit.
And you gotta put him butt to butt so he finally gets soft to let it go. Yeah.
Yes.
It's fucking weird.
Right. So now I'm wondering, like, what if it happens during sex with, like, real people?
Imagine if that was, like, a human thing. Okay, so that would be really embarrassing. Can you imagine that? Okay, so you and Rocky are upstairs,
yeah,
and like your daughter was 3 years old comes in, right, and is just like, "Mommy, I just wanted milk before you go to bed," and it's just like, "What
all
the
you
fuck?"
See.
And you can't even get he can't even get off of you. You're just like,
he's stuck.
You're just like,
"Dad's massaging out my back. He's bothering me.
I'm trying to crack her back." Can you just go in the other room real quick?
Have you ever, I have also heard of that too. Some of my friends, like, "Oh, my kids walked in," and I'm going, "Don't you lock your fucking door?"
Yeah.
Have you ever been walked in on?
No. You should have at least put a fucking, if it doesn't lock, put a dresser in front of your door or something.
I have heard of some that leave their door open.
Oh my God.
Like, you know what? They come over, but they don't know when they're supposed to be in bed, they don't come down the hall. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's no. Get a fucking lock.
No, you
it's
have to $10, lock
$15.
The
lock the door.
You know, it's funny story I'll give you really quick before Rocky replaces me.
Yeah.
Funny story is one night, you know, it's late 3 a.m, and sometimes Valentina likes to come get me to sleep with her, and I am a down mom. I'm like, I will come and sleep with her every night if she wants. God knows when she's 10, she's not going to want me in there.
Yeah.
So here we are. I'm not even joking. We were done with the, you know, oral and everything. He sticks it in and here he goes, "Mom." And I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, "Take it out." So I throw my robe on. I open the door. She's like, "Can you sleep with me?" I look at him. I'm I'll be back, you know. I shut the door. I bring my phone.
Yeah.
So now I'm laying with her, and she's not going back to sleep.
Is he sexting you?
I have just a robe. I'm texting him. Would you just finish it?
Oh my
finish
god!
Yourself because no, you I can't
didn't.
Come back.
No, you didn't.
He's like, I can't do it without you. Now I'm like, I can't come back, Rocky. She's not letting me go. I'm laying here in my robe.
This better have a happy ending.
Mom, honestly, I passed out.
Passed
out.
I want to choke you.
He had to finish it on his own.
No.
You know, sometimes it comes push to shove.
I know.
And he had to finish it out.
Poor
he's
Rocky.
Not like that. He actually, he's not a fan. He'd be like, no, I'll fucking wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, he's into it. Yeah. But it's hard to go to sleep like that, too. If you're ready to rock and roll and just picture if you don't have sex, you're like, oh, I'm like, now I can't go to sleep cozy like I just wanted to.
I'm one of those guilty people that if he doesn't finish, which that never happens, sometimes it'll be me.
Yeah, you want
that
him
can't
to finish.
He doesn't ever go to sleep like that. Yeah. I can knock myself out.
Yeah,
when
he's
done, I'm like, just go. And he's like, I want to go, but you can go yet. I'm like, just go.
Yeah, yeah.
And
because sometimes it's better if you just like, if he came, like, it makes me happy. I don't even care.
Yes,
like, it's
exactly.
fine. It's
and
fine.
Me as a woman, I come like 3 or 4 times already with oral and other things. So I'm just like, it's fine. Just go.
Just go.
And he's just like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's fine.
I
it's
feel
fine.
Like a grief.
We're fine.
Yeah, it's good. It's
coming
good.
Coming back. Let's change the subject.
I'm pleased.
So, back to your show. I was just talking about neighborhood things.
Oh, that's great. What a great conversation. Oh, my God. It's so real, though. What a fucking real conversation.
That's why my wife's the best.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because, you know, you always want your partner to bust.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just...
It's pointless if they don't.
Like, yeah, but it's not pointless, but, like, even... I don't know, but I've been on, you know, the other side where, like, it's fine. I don't care if I come. Whatever. It's all good. As long as you had fun, like, whatever.
Yeah,
there's always next time, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, it's not but like, you know...
It's not the end of the world.
No, but I feel bad when she doesn't.
When she does. Of course,
yeah,
you because you give a shit about her.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course.
And it's a sense of pride also. It's like, wait, now what the fuck?
Oh, now I can't make girls come anymore. What the fuck is going on? I'm losing it.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah.
But no, usually it's something wrong with her, so it's never me.
We always blame it.
Yeah, no, it's always, definitely her fault.
It's always fucking her.
Definitely her fault. Trump rally had YMCA playing Trump dancing. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why he'd play YMCA. That's a weird, choice of song, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Trump's the man. That's my fucking
dude.
Yeah,
you took a stance,
I've seen. Yes, I did take a stance.
You took a stance.
Yeah. My stance is like this, and this is how I feel about it. I'm into a business where I own my own business, or with people, or I'm part of a business where I still own my own business because I have my own clients. Now, I'm gonna open up a shop soon.
And a punk in the house, dude. I texted you the other day. Jess has been killing me for that fucking opener.
Yeah. So it's not that I'm a Republican, but Democrats are shutting down businesses and fining people.
That's copycat. My bad.
Oh, yeah. So Democrats have been shutting down businesses and fining businesses on top of this pandemic and won't let them operate past 25%. I have a big problem with that. And that's why I'm voting Republican.
Well,
I'm full Republican now.
You know, back to the Lakers winning, you look at Los Angeles, they can't have a restaurant, a bar, a hair salon. They're still 100% closed down.
Fucking nuts.
100, like you can eat out on the street.
Yeah.
But that's like, it's only street shit.
I hate that, bro.
And, but then you look at that and it's like, dude, you just had what, 100,000 people all on top of each other?
Yeah.
Like,
I hate that. It's so stupid because these days they make laws saying, oh, you have to have an appetizer in order for you to drink at the place. And it's like, no, you don't. It has nothing to do with the fucking.
Now, my mother-in-law is dealing with that. She got a pizza oven. She's making little pizzas.
And it's like, what does that have to do with the COVID when you say something like
that? No, punk, wrong person, sorry. But even with the COVID, the 219, people keep throwing out the 219 number. And it's like, motherfucker, that's people who had COVID and died. Not all of them died from COVID. In fact, not even 10% of those people died from COVID.
It's from other shit.
It's from other shit. And they keep throwing that. People keep spewing it back out. Like I see on my Facebook, 219.
Pat always throwing that
fucking
number in my face.
And I'm like, are you fucking stupid? You know better than that. Like, and the thing is, like, you know some of these people, and you're like, I know you're not that dumb.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
but they want to prove their point so bad.
You're a fucking troll, or you're flat out lying to yourself and everybody you talk to because you know some of this is bullshit. And that goes for the right side, too.
Yeah.
Again, and I heard someone trashing, you know, if you don't even pick a side, and not like you don't get a vote. Like they just want to make everybody happy, and it's like, how am I making everybody happy by trashing both sides?
Yeah, you like, always trash both sides.
I'm not here to make. I'm not here saying good things. I'm saying bad about both, and almost never positive about either.
Yeah.
Never positive about the left, because if I had the lean, I'm leaning right.
You have to.
You know,
don't for anybody that watched that the assistant presidential, the vice president thing, if any of you want that lady to be our president, after she put away so many freaking black people in California, she's known for putting, like, how do you vote for that?
Yeah, and she flat out lied during the debate. She got debate. We weren't here for this is our first one back, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Let's get into this.
Real quick,
I know we
not
don't like to
long.
Get political, but
we have to.
For one, this is how pathetic and stupid the left is. After the debate, all I saw from their side, Did you see the fly?
Yeah.
There was a fly. Flies attract the shit. If I had to see that joke one more time on the night of the
debate.
That's
what you got from that?
Dude, I got it. Literally, I saw the joke about 30 seconds after the fly landed. People were still doing it like 6 hours later. At that point, I was going, you're a fucking hack. Yeah. It's been 6 hours. You think no one's thought of this yet? You fucking zero. Yeah, no one's laughing anymore.
It's not funny.
It wasn't funny the first time. It's such a hack joke.
It was like, oh my God, I can't believe he has a fucking fly on his head. Like, it's still there.
Yeah. Not the debate. Course. None of them were like, she did great. Because she didn't.
No.
She got the ass whooping of a lifetime.
Especially with the House of the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court.
Fuck.
And then the fracking. And then out of nowhere she goes, you don't have anybody of color on your Supreme Court, and it was like, dude, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Like, she brought race into it like aggressively and just out of fucking nowhere. Like, it was literally about the Supreme Court and the seat and this, and she goes, and by the way, there's not a single person of color, and she started going off on this race tangent, and I'm like, wow, that's when you know you're losing.
Yeah.
When you know you're losing, you grab that low fruit and go, race, all the other races listen to me, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
And that's what she tried. She was in a panic.
Yeah,
I
she
loved
looks
it.
Stupid. And yeah, honestly, and the one thing too that I pointed out, and it for me, and I told everybody that I'm friends with, I brought up that when it was such a symbolism when his wife came up and stood next to him, and then her husband came up with a mask on and stood next to her, and they did photo ops together. Them two without the mask and this asshole with a mask with his wife. And it's like, do you want to live scared and like this?
Yeah.
Or do you want
to
live like
the
this?
The only ones on this within 10 feet of you. There's not even another person within 10 to 15 feet of you.
Would you ever wear a mask in front of your wife's face?
And that's what I'm saying.
Give
you're
me a fucking
with
break.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Like what?
Disrespectful. It's weird.
What?
Weird behavior.
And then idiot Biden, I seen in a video the other day, pulled his mask down to cover his mouth to cough. I swear to God.
I love it. It's so stupid.
Dude, like, and I look at that side and I go, how can anybody, like,
they
anybody,
wear the mask in their cars. They're stupid.
Your fucking brain in your head really go, this is what we need for our country. Like, I get it. You don't like Trump. But
wearing a mask in your car with your fucking loved ones, get a fucking life.
Trump
Stop being scared. You're a
not
fucking
the reason
moron
for this race war going on.
He
that's
gets blamed the left for
he
all
gets
of this.
He blamed for it, but he's not the reason for it.
Crazy.
The left has created literally every problem that we're facing right now. In January, the virus started. He goes, we need to shut down flying from here, here, and here. You're a racist. Then 6 months later, you didn't do shit fast enough.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah, whatever. It's fucking
like,
stupid.
That whole side is fucking crazy.
So we're done.
Yeah, that
right
debate
there
was fucking amazing, though. That was honestly...
Over,
I've watched
I
a few
it
of them now in my lifetime.
I like it.
And
it's funny.
That one, I was like, oh, wow, she was so unprepared.
Yeah.
Like, she was not ready
I thought
for
she was going to kick his ass, too.
I thought she was at least going to put up a fight.
Yeah.
That was just a mauling.
Yeah.
A mauling. NF Punk, no, I like to, you know, bang my wife and stuff like that. I don't watch 2.5 Men. So I don't know who Berta is. I do, though, because I saw that this person died. She's Dick Ritchie's agent in True Romance, and she's also the... other grandmother or aunt in Krampus. You know the big lady?
I love Krampus.
Oh, Krampus is a Christmas staple now.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
You know, they have where you could take pictures with Krampus instead of Santa Claus. You could take them with Krampus and Patchogue now.
Yeah, that's
every
dope.
Year they've been doing it.
That's really
it's fucking
dope.
Awesome.
No, you gotta do something for the older yeah. kids at heart.
I love the whole yeah. Krampus thing. So.
No, Krampus is a great fucking movie. It's absolutely become yeah. a Christmas staple, like with Gremlins, yeah. Krampus, National Lampoon, so Elf.
I am preparing to bring my loved ones over to see.
You know what else has become
sit down
one?
With Krampus
that I absolutely love, and not enough people talk about this
Gremlins?
Movie. Daddy's Home 2, with Will Ferrell, Mel Gibson. John Lithgow and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about that. I didn't watch it, though. It's good?
It's fucking good.
Is it?
It's, for a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I've been watching The Haunting of...
Blythe Manor? How is it?
I love it. It's so fucking yeah. cool. Yeah.
I gotta, like, really get into those things. I could, like, invest in it, because otherwise I'm like, it's so slow.
Yeah. No, it's pretty fucking... It's a pretty good thing, and I love it. It's a pretty awesome show.
I watched Bert's Cabin on Netflix. I binged all of it today. Bert's There's, Cabin. Like, five... Bert Kreischer.
Oh, okay.
He's got this show where his wife set him up to be at a cabin alone and like yeah. it was a retreat type thing. Like yeah. he was going to get to do meditation and all stuff. And he was like, I'm inviting people up.
Is it yeah. fun?
So he invites up Joey Diaz and Tom Segura on yeah, one, yeah. on another one.
What is it called?
I think it's called Bert's Cabin. It's open Netflix. You can't miss it. It's there.
I'm going to watch it. It's funny though.
Oh, it's so good. This guy the other day is trying to fucking send me stand-up comics to watch, and out of all people,
I didn't know. Yeah,
John Mulaney,
yes, and you know he has these stories that were fucked. They're pretty,
and then you compared him to the great Ricky Gervais.
Well, because he tells stories like Ricky, and the setups are the same, except that he doesn't have like Ricky Gervais doesn't have like the corny voice for setting it up, and he does.
Dude, speaking of stand-up, we're watching this fantastic series, actually, about the comedy
store. I was actually
listening
to Louis and Carnegie Hall this morning.
Louis is amazing.
I've been watching a lot of stand-up in the morning on, you know.
That's pretty weird that now, like, finally now you're getting, like, the stand-up bug. I need to put you on to so many things. Like, that's the problem.
I've been listening to it in the morning when I take my ride. So
like,
if you could send me one, like, at a time.
Start. Yeah. Anything Bill Burr?
I've been watching a lot of Bill Burr.
Yeah, anything Bill Burr. Anything Louis?
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura.
I gotta get into those two.
Big J. Okerson, Dan Soder.
Just chill. Just let me get a couple down on the belt.
I can
first.
Hit you off with a good list. Colin Quinn's got a lot of good things out too, but they're more like one man shows.
Yeah.
He's got this one called New York Story that is fucking hilarious. He starts from like the beginning of time in New York to like the current, and he like explains kind of they're educational somewhat. Because you do learn shit,
yeah.
But he does it in such a fucking funny way. He also did it with like the history of the world, the Constitution.
That's how the fucking fat guy does. That smokes all the bud and eats. Sounds like he sounds like Ghostface Killer.
What?
The dude that smokes and he's fat and he sounds like Ghostface Killer.
There's a million. Oh, Bam.
No,
Action Bronson.
Yeah, Action Bronson.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. No, Colin's way better than Action Bronson.
Yeah. I love that show.
Fucking Colin Quinn, dude.
No, I know. But
do you understand? No, you don't know. And here's the
I don't know because I don't like Colin Quinn. I remember Colin Quinn from when I was younger, and he was like an MTV.
I'm gonna explain to you, Colin Quinn. Exactly. That's how long Colin's been around. For one. For two. When it comes to New York stand-up comedy. Colin Quinn is in the upper echelon with Jerry, with Chris Rock, like
really?
Him, Dave Attell. Like, even though they're not known like that.
Still listen to Dave Attell.
If Colin Quinn's like watching you and going, all right, this kid's funny, like that's an amazing thing.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
I know he's well respected.
Like at the Comedy Cellar, like he's probably the alpha. You know what I mean? Like, which a lot of people would be like, what? But, you know, you got Jim Norton there, Bob Kelly, Rich Voss, Keith Robinson, you know, people like that. And Colin is the one they all look up to. Like, because Colin is that smart comedy guy.
Yeah.
Like, he can make you think and laugh. Like, he's
something.
He's got this thing on YouTube right now called Cop Show. All right? He used to do it back in the day. He revived it again. He's got 5 episodes up right now. Watch that, for example. Like, Colin is a comedic genius. It's just he's kind of like Patrice in the way where he's just like, I know what the fuck I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't need everybody else to tell me what the fuck I am. I know what the fuck I am. Yeah. And that's what Colin's like.
Yeah.
But him and Jerry are best friends. Like, him and Seinfeld. Seinfeld's in one of the Cop Show episodes.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah,
you're gonna have to send me shit once in a while, or at least post it in the group because everybody here is part of the group. If you're not, you guys
Super
go
Ugly
to
Show and Unfiltered Marriage on Facebook.
Yes.
Join the group. We
join
got
the group.
620 group members right now.
Yeah, please join the group if you haven't yet.
And it's pretty active. Like
Facebook,
like, there's almost not a day that goes by where someone doesn't post something. I try to get stuff in there as often.
But
as
everybody
I can.
Posts stuff. But, Super Ugly and Unfiltered Marriage. Please just join the group and Rocky or I will accept you and.
And I'm a harsh, too. Like, if I think something's corny and stupid, I'll fucking throw it right out. Like,
yeah,
and I'll tell the person, yeah, no, we don't do that here.
Yeah.
Like, that's corny
but
and stupid.
There's no boundaries because it's us.
Don't get us thrown off, though, either. You know what I mean? Like, don't get us thrown off. It's a fucking fun group. It's a cool group.
Yeah, but you know the things you can't
do.
Yeah,
you know what you can and can't do. But it's a lot of, like, you know, get people involved in conversation type shit.
Beersy, what up?
But back to what I was saying, we're watching this show on Showtime. It's about the Comedy Store. That's the equivalent of The Cellar in Los Angeles. Everybody started there. Pryor, Letterman, Leno, Robin Williams, you name them. And the Comedy Store was the Dice, Kinison, Rodney even, like everybody, Whoopi Goldberg, you know what I mean? I could keep going on forever.
Yeah, the greats.
And even the people today, your Segura's, your Rogan's, your Anthony Jeselnik's, your Nikki Glaser's. Yeah, that's right. You see, motherfuckers, don't question me on stand-up. I know everything about it.
No, you really do.
I'm naming names everybody's going, who the fuck?
Yeah, and holy shit, he knows that guy.
Yeah, like, I know everything. Comedy is my number. Me and Jess, we've talked about it. It's my guaranteed a good night out.
Yeah.
I know who I'm going to see. I know I'm going to laugh. I don't care about the middle and the opener, whatever they are, if they make me laugh, great. It doesn't matter. I'm not here for you.
Yeah.
I know what I'm here to see, and I know I'm going to leave on a high.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than going out to a comedy night.
You brought me...
But this show is fucking great. Now, last night, or Sunday nights... Last night, so Sunday night. Hold on, Josh.
Hold on, buddy.
They like leaned heavy at the end on Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm about to say, a lot of people are going to not like. I don't really give a shit because comedy's subjective, for one. Okay?
Yeah.
For two, I think you kind of need to grow up around the time of the comedy you're watching. You know what I mean? Like, it's very hard to go back to like the 50s, 60s, 70s.
Of course, can you find it funny?
Not even
it's
like stand up, just comedy stuff in general. Like, there's a few things that, of course, you know, I can still watch and are funny. But, you know, for the most part, like MASH, I'm like, no, MASH is never, it's awful. Like, Good Times and like What's Happening or like Chico and the Man.
Hold on, Josh.
Or,
hold on.
You know, all these shows, like, even The Bunkers, like, is some of it funny? Like, if I see a Best of Archie, I'll probably laugh.
Hold on, Josh. You hear me? Do you hear me?
Close Skype. Jeez. We're closing Skype. No calls.
Thanks a lot, Josh, you dick.
No, it's us. No, it's not Josh. It's us. But we're watching this thing, and Pryor is heavy, and everybody's sucking his dick, as deserved. I'm not taking anything away from Richard Pryor. I'm speaking as me personally.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, Jess goes, we should watch some Richard Pryor stand up.
Yeah.
And I go, do you really want to? And she's like, why? He's funny. I go, I watched his stand up. And I've watched, like, Lenny Bruce stand up. I've watched Sam Kinison. I've even watched Bill Hicks, like... And I know these guys are the greats. I know they did what they did.
Yeah.
But I'm watching this Pryor stand-up, and I brought it up just to prove a point. You know what I mean? Because I know, like, it's not, it doesn't hold up. And I'm sure the comics from my day in 20, 30 years won't hold up
either. Do you think Delirious would hold up with somebody that's
Delirious
not...
Delirious and Raw? See,
with somebody that doesn't watch comedy and say a 22-year-old kid...
It depends the person, because he uses language that's a lot of no-nos today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he drops that F-bomb very freely. Yeah. Yeah. Remember, he's got that whole Mr. T bit and
the rainbow,
one on the roof.
The rainbow, hey, type of things.
Like, he's, you know.
Yeah, that you
know
not allowed to say. It's the F word, not fuck.
And the other thing with Eddie, too, you got to remember the 80s and the 70s. Like, America was, yes, a melting pot, but it wasn't really the melting pot it is now.
Yeah.
Like, Italian culture was very well known. So when Eddie was doing all that Italian shit,
yeah,
everybody could relate. And now all the Italians are going, this motherfucker's funny.
Yeah.
Like, he got us. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's funny. Yeah. He likes us.
He likes us.
And it's cool. You can make fun of us. Yeah. Because, you know, whatever.
Whatever. It's cool.
You know, we make fun of you, too. Yeah. And it is what it is.
And they had a mutual respect in that
and
way.
And there still is,
and even
by
in,
the way.
Even in movies, too.
There still is, by the way. Because, yeah, like, all the black people I've ever met, like, I'm obviously Italian. Like, it's, yeah, it's blatant that,
yeah,
I am.
There's a mutual respect.
So,
like,
all,
yeah,
of them I've,
you know,
ever met, I've never had confrontation, like, in any, because there's always just, like, you're black and you're Italian. Because back, people don't realize this, back in the day, we were the last pieces of shit before the blacks became, like, the focus of you're the pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Because it was the Irish, the immigrants,
yeah, and then
the Italians. And then slavery and Jim, yeah, Crow and everything and all that. And then, like, you know, but the blacks and Italians, we were kind of like, we got it.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't treated as bad. I'm not even close.
No, but there was still a mutual respect, but a racism there.
Yeah, there was a weird racism against Italians. Like,
but it's cool. But it was cool that you had, yeah, it, because it was like, whatever. We feel this
but
way.
Like,
but
back
this
in
way.
The day, if you were a woman and you weren't Italian and you came home with an Italian man, like, your family might be like, you can't date him.
Yeah.
I know what the Italians are like. You can't. And this is a real fucking thing. And it happened a lot. I'm not just saying this is like an instance. Yeah. This shit happened a lot. That's why Italians married Italians or Irish married Italians. Because, again, it was that we understand each other, kind of. We both kind of came from the same place.
Yeah.
You know, as far as America is concerned.
Yeah, and as far as also, like, how important family is, too. And
but so,
like,
Eddie,
so.
I think Eddie can hold, I think Raw can. I don't think Delirious can.
Okay.
I think Raw can hold up. I don't think Delirious can.
Which one
can.
Was the McDonald's bit in?
Raw.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the one. Would you punch Danny Terrio in the lips? Yeah. What'd you do that for, Jimmy? Eddie, I like good times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Lillian cannot use the phone. Lillian cannot go out the house. And if I see you out the house and the house is burned, I'm going to say, what happened? Told you can't leave the house. But then you got the Goonie Goo Goo on the end of Delirious. Which Goonie Goo Goo, remember, he's like, I invite my brother over. He starts the fire. He's got the wife and his kids. His kids are Bigfoots. They're snatching fucking fish out of the stream with their feet and shit. You don't remember that bit?
No.
Jesus Christ.
No.
But anyway, back to Pryor. So we're watching it. I put it on and I'm like, I know what's going to happen because like, Richard was shocking, I guess, at the time. But even that, I'm like, I don't really see how. But maybe, again, like,
we talked about his drug use and, like.
Yeah, but now, like, we're so anti-shocked anymore that, like, for stand-up back then, if he was like, y'all fucking tonight?
Yeah,
everybody's
like
what?
Yeah,
he said, are we fucking?
Yeah.
Like, and now it's like, you guys just came for fucking, right? How big is his dick? And is your pussy tight? And, it's gotten to a level
because you've taken where something was uncomfortable and brought it even more,
but
you know, by seeing the next guy,
like,
the next
Richard
guy.
Richard Pryor, I'm sorry, I don't find his stuff funny. I just don't. Like, it doesn't make me laugh. There's very few people from that era or, like, before, like, the midnight. I come up in the mid-90s, so all my comedy now is Def Comedy Jam is where everybody, I think, started.
Mm-hmm.
Your Chris Tuckers, your Martin Lawrences, your Chris Rock,
and plus
your Chappelle.
The shows. You had,
remember Joe
Living
Torre
Color.
That used to fucking host it?
Yeah,
that guy was known as shit. Where's Joe Torre now? I'm
Living
sure he's
Color,
still working.
Mad TV, SNL, you got them from there also.
Yeah, but that's sketch comedy, though. That's a little, you know.
Yeah, but they, you know,
it's not the same family, because if you ask a stand-up comedian about sketch comedy, they hate it. I know. I don't know what that is. It might be this one. Sometimes it's...
Maybe something's on the wire.
I don't know. Those are off.
Mute, yeah. Okay. Just leave it. It should be all right.
Whatever. But, wow, it's getting, like, worse.
Yeah.
Is it your iPad, maybe? Is it this? Maybe it was that. It's all right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Either way. But, yeah, like, Pryor, he just doesn't do it for me. He just doesn't.
Right.
It's just whatever. It is what it is, but...
Yeah.
You know, I come from a different school. Like, I come from that Opie and Anthony school, too, where, like...
Yeah, and you love all the comedy people from there.
But they were killers, like, and not just killers on stage. They were killers, like, to each other. Like, I would listen hours and hours of these guys ripping each other apart.
Yeah.
And they had to be so quick and so fast and so clever and so funny, too.
Yeah.
Like, you had to be all of these things on that show.
Yeah.
And the talent to do that
is
not fucking... Like, just try to break balls with your friends. Like, you'll sit there and it'll take you, you know, maybe 10 seconds. You're like, oh, and then... they would on
boom,
fucking...
Boom,
I mean,
like,
before you even got yours out, they had it ready.
Yeah, they were assassins.
Yeah, dude. And no repeats and no, you know, it was just... It was art being made, and you got to watch it every fucking day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, think about it. You would have Patrice, Jim Norton, Colin Quinn, Rich Voss, Bob Kelly, Bill Burr, Louis C.K., David Tell... Any of these killers in the room at any given time with Anthony, no less. Anthony's a fucking killer, too. I can't leave him out.
Yeah.
Opie was a good, you know.
But he controlled the tempo.
Yeah, Opie was a different part of the show. All respect to Opie. I love Opie, you know. But
he was like the mastermind, like putting everything.
Not funny,
like...
But I can't like classify him in that like group of those guys. Yeah. Like those guys were just maniacs. Yeah. And every day, the second they walked in the room, what the fuck's up with your shirt? And or nice fucking hat, stupid. Or just whatever it is. And
stupid.
It would be off to the races. And you would just be like, but you knew they loved each other. Like, this was all coming from, like, the way I break your balls. Or the way we break John's, you know? Yeah. Like, you're never sitting there going, wow, how can he say that?
Yeah, he's such a
like,
dick.
Some people who've never seen our show they're might like, be like, wow, how can he say that to him?
Yeah, why does Rich even hang out with
him? Yeah, like, you know? But it's like, trust me, I get it back also. But, you know, he understands. I'm just trying to make us laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Richie can take a fucking joke. He's not going to sit there and be like, he made fun of my hair.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, this is the thing. When you know who you are and confident who you are, I mean, you shouldn't give a shit.
No.
So as far as the, even like for you guys that feel like you're getting bullied online or something, like, dude, that shit don't mean anything. You know, it's not going to affect you. You're not going to think about it when you're on your deathbed at 80 years old or whatever.
And at this point of our lives, we're almost, I'm almost 40. You are 40.
So, like, you know, the words should not fucking be of any effect to you or have any effect on your life or on how you think things. And if it does, you need to change that because.
Yeah, like, you need to reevaluate your whole shit. Like, honestly.
Because it's
like,
not that important.
If it's not coming from a malicious place from someone you actually give a shit about, like. Yeah. Just be like, yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
Okay, you got me. Yeah. Fuck. You know? Yeah.
Josh,
you win.
Listen to that because, you know, that's the truth of it all. These
really
people don't even know who the fuck you are, bro.
No.
So
and they
stop quitting
just
Twitter.
Out of people.
Stop quitting Twitter for people. Like, nobody fucking cares.
And now with everybody nameless, it's so easy. It's so easy.
ELE, everybody love everybody.
Everybody love everybody.
So what do you got?
I got stuff. Did I get enough out? I got the bird thing. I got the comedy store thing. I think we're gonna talk about that Unfiltered more, though. Like, I just wanted to get to comedy with that.
Yeah, your wife's on fire. She can't wait to get this fucking show going. I'm ready to fucking call her down here and let's get busy on these sex topics.
Because we only got a few minutes left. Let's end it with some Halloween talk because I want to talk some movies I watched.
Yes.
I've been going a little deeper than usual.
Okay.
So,
real deep, huh?
Well, some of them, yes. Some of them, not so much deep, but...
You've been doing a horror every night, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes more than one.
Yeah.
Like, I did Paranormal Activity the other night, you know, normal. I did the newest Blair Witch movie, which on a rewatch, not terrible.
Okay.
I also rewatched Dead Set.
Oh, you did?
Dead Set's so fun. It's become a Halloween staple for me, to be honest with you.
What Dead Set is if you like Big Brother... Dead Set is
a zombie outbreak and
during the Big Brother airing.
And the people in the Big Brother for the first episode or so about they don't know that anything's going on, but they notice that they're not being filmed anymore though.
Yeah, and something's fucked up, but something's not right.
And chaos is going on outside.
Yeah,
like
it's just a fucking madhouse, and these zombies are they're virus, so they're very fast.
And it's
very
28
scary.
Days later. Yeah. Zombies. I watched Chainsaw, of course.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was on Shudder. They were playing it on the channel.
We watch Shudder TV too. Yeah,
so
love it. How much do you love it?
I love it, and I'm so happy Franklin dies because fuck Franklin.
Yeah.
I know we're supposed to feel sorry for him because he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he's a fat
prick. He is maybe the most hateable horror movie character of all time.
Except for Friday the 13th. Well, fine. Then with the candy bar,
I don't know. No, because you get more Franklin. You only get Joey for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, you can only take 5 seconds.
Yeah,
of him,
but Franklin
though.
Sucks, dude. Yeah. When he's in the house and he's doing that,
Oh my god.
And Sally, push me, you fucking asshole.
I would take that fucking machete and hack him in myself.
I love that he got carved up real good.
Yeah.
little Scarface reference there too.
Yeah.
What does he say? Before green card, I carve him up real nice.
Cut you up real nice.
All right, so let's get those out of the way. Done. And then I watched The Mutilator. It's an old school, like, 80s. It's running a mill slasher. Cool. Yeah. Me and Anna, we watched Pumpkinhead 1 a little while ago.
Love Pumpkinhead 1.
And then we watched Pumpkinhead 2.
Ooh.
You ever watched that?
A long time ago. Reiterate, please.
God awful, so many questions, but a fun watch.
Really?
Like, one of those movies where you're like,
is he doing the dirt bike?
That's the first one, where they hit the kid on the dirt bike. The second one is where the new girl moves into town and the bad kids like dig up Pumpkinhead's grave and fuck with the old lady in the woods.
No, dude.
I had to find we rented it on Amazon. Yeah. $4.
Oh jeez.
It was totally worth it though, because it was like a mystery science with me and her. Like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, who edited this? Because they would start a scene where they're in a field, right? And this woman's telling a man a story in a field.
Yeah.
Right? And they do that kind of like that fade to black.
Uh-huh.
But the story didn't skip a beat from a field to a hospital hallway. So she was like, and then Timmy got on his bike in the field and then kept riding off in the hospital.
Yeah.
Like the story, there was no gap. Yeah. But so was she like, I'm going to finish this when we get to the hospital. Just hang on. Yeah. And got in the car, drove to the hospital, and then picked up right where she
Oh, my God.
There's so many things in this movie where you're like, this is fucking crazy. But it's in a good way. Like, honestly, watch it
with a grain of salt.
No, ready to be like, what the fuck? Who wrote this? What, like, the girl, she's there a day and she's just like, yep, I'm gonna do everything the bad kids say I do, even though I know it's wrong and I'm kind of hesitant, I'm still gonna do it. And then the guy that I just met, for some reason, it seems like to him, we've been in a 5-year relationship with the pressure he put. Like, it's fucking crazy.
That's weird.
It's absolute, but I loved it. I told her, though. I was like, I'm not watching 3 or 4.
Did you watch Gremlins yet or no?
Gremlins is Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Gremlins isn't Halloween. Gremlins is Christmas. I got more. Hold on. And then I watched Night of the Creeps for the first time.
Oh, nice. Where everybody disappeared?
No. Night of the Creeps is with the two kids trying to join the fraternity. The one kid's on those hand crutch things.
Yeah.
And Tom Atkins is in it. Halloween 3, the creepy old guy that hooks up with the young chick, the main guy. The main guy, Halloween 3.
Yes, okay.
You know, the main silver-haired guy.
Yes.
And in this movie, whenever he either picks up a phone or walks into a scene, he goes, thrill me. Every time. It's so 80s. It's great. Like, aliens drop these slugs that get into people. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, my God.
There's the bad blonde-haired villain, college frat brother guy type character.
My husband watching Killer Clowns a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I tried to get the house into it. They weren't. Yeah, no.
Sonny, she just wants to watch Killer Clowns.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And then the last one that, as a kid, I remember this movie so vaguely, but I remembered that I didn't like it. Like, it freaked me out. Motel Hell.
Motel Hell.
With Uncle Vince's smoked meats,
where
this, like, farmer guy, tall, very tan guy with white hair, looks like your grandfather, skinny though, svelte, and he's got like this kind of butchy woman there, and there's a cop, and they bury people in the ground, and they rip out their vocal cords, and then like put bags over their heads. You never seen this one?
No.
I think you would dig this one.
Really?
And as I'm watching it, it's this sound they make because they take the vocal cords out so they can't scream.
Yeah.
And they like have this. It's fucking like, it's such. And I remember as a kid, like, that sound for some reason really bothered me.
Oh my God.
And I'm watching it last night. There's this great chainsaw fight at the end. The one guy wears a pig head. It's fucked up. It's crazy. It's very, you know, 80s-ish. But, you know, if you're a horror fan, I highly recommend it. It's worth a watch.
Yeah,
absolutely
a fan,
worth
I mean,
a watch. Sure. There's moments, in any horror movie, where you question it and go, why the fuck would anyone want... Like the main girl, you're like, why is she still there? Like, she gets into an accident with this other guy, and she's just totally cool that the owner of the hotel buried him. Yeah. Like, literally, he was like, no, he died, and I buried him. Like, in a span of, like, not even 8 hours. And she's just kind of cool with it. And then all of a sudden... she's just there for like days and days on end. Like, just never leaves. She's not renting a room. and she's healthy. So you're like, why are you still there? Like, why didn't you leave?
It's weird.
Yeah, but it was a decent flick. Motel Hell. Check it out. I think we did the thing. Right?
You wanna... Yeah, we went through. I mean, you know what? Next week, before we get done with the show, next week, I guess we'll put a little more list of horrors that we could, because...
Usually when I watch something...
There's so many fucking movies that we could
Usually when I watch something, I usually post what I'm watching.
Yeah. We could be putting a lot of people on, because... You've seen a lot.
I get started. You know what it is? I don't think of these things. Like, my mind's not trained that way to be like, oh, I got to get this out there. Like, and then when I do think of it, I'm like, all right, if I happen to think of it. Like, Paranormal the other night, I thought of it. I was like, let me post.
Yeah.
But you know, I very rarely am like, I got to get this on social media that this is what I'm doing. Because I think it's douchey, the people who do that sort of thing.
Yeah. And like I said, if you guys haven't checked out those new creep shows on Shudder, go check out those new creep shows.
There's also Book of Blood.
Six episodes. Go watch them.
Books of Blood on Hulu. It's Clive Barker's books. He had these three series, the Books of Blood series. It's actually where Hellraiser came from, where Candyman came from. I have one and two, I think, or just one. I forget which one. I have
Quibi.
One of them.
Quibi has something on it also. I forgot the name of it, but check it out if anything.
But yeah, the Hulu Clive Barker. I didn't watch it yet, but I would at least recommend it. And then Schitt's Creek. Me and Jess just finished Schitt's Creek on Netflix.
How is that?
Fucking phenomenal show.
Really?
So good, funny. Schitt's Eugene Creek. Levy, his son wrote it. And
post maybe post the preview on Facebook tomorrow in the group.
I think of it. But have you ever seen a movie called Haterd? No, we did watch this movie called Skin. Actually, it was on Prime about this Nazi kid. He's down with like these Nordic Nazis, and he's like doesn't want to do it no more. You know, but he's covered. Like head to toe, and like it's a good movie, kind of American History X like, not so much black and white though.
Yeah,
just more about him wanting to not be a part of this group and that sort of thing. But when like kind of the consequences of you know tattoos and you know you put a swastika on your body like you now and you know he had a face tattoos and shit.
You are a white power guy.
Yeah,
now.
So you know, but really good. It was called Skins. I forgot. Yeah. I don't think I talked about that at all. I would definitely recommend it though. All right, that's it. Super Ugly. RuzzosBrand.com. Head over there now. Sign up. It's only $3.95 a month. You get over 14 brand new shows every single week from Vince, of course, Stevie Richards, Binham Mean, Shane Douglas, and a whole bunch of other great casts. Super Ugly Unfiltered. We're also up on there. Go to statementgames.com, sign up. It's absolutely free. I know basketball, hockey, and baseball all just ended, but football's there, wrestling, and UFC. You can win prop bets. It's free. You get prizes, gift cards, cash gift cards, other types of shit. So go to statementgames.com. And, of course, OP Radio, opradio.com. We love the OP Radio show. I love what he did with Bubba the Love Sponge the other day. It was a great podcast. So if you want to check out something, go to opradio.com or wherever you get your podcast and search OP Radio. Stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage is up next, 9 p.m.
Love you guys. Have a good one.
And if you were at the brand, go to Super Ugly Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're live every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in. You can write in the chat. And like I just said, stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage is